Okay, let's go ahead and get this thing started here. This is Daryl, Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray, AE5WX, from Little Rock, Arkansas, opening the VOIP Skywarn Hurricane PrepNet. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Please call Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray. This net meets on the first Sunday of each month at 00:00 UTC, which is Saturday evening for much of North America, during the non-hurricane season months of December through May. During the Atlantic hurricane season months from June to November, the net meets weekly. We have multiple Echolink and IRLP stations participating internationally, linked together here on Reflector 9219 and on the WeatherTalk conference. This net is called for the purpose of preparation training in the event that a response net is needed for reporting changing storm conditions and assisting with emergency communications. Break, more to follow. The linking of participating repeaters and stations via the IRLP and Echolink can give the National Weather Service offices and other emergency response agencies around the country immediate access to amateur radio skywarn spotters and emergency management officials who are in and around the affected areas. This net was also created to allow Skywarn net control operators to sharpen their skills when calling nets, to share educational information with Skywarn spotters and agencies, assist node owners with proper configurations for linked repeater setup, and to allow licensed amateur radio operators to make comments about the VOIP Skywarn program. Right, more to follow. This is a directed net, and all stations should direct their calls to net control. Please remember when checking in to key up for a full second before speaking to allow all of the repeaters on the link system to rise. During the net, Echolink stations can make use of the text chat window to make comments or relay messages to the backup net control operator. During this net, we ask that repeater and link control operators make the necessary adjustments to minimize courtesy tones, hang times, or other sounds that might interfere with net operations. Stations with persistent interference will be muted or blocked from the net until the problem can be fixed. Again, my name is Daryl, Delta Alpha Romeo Yankee Lima. My call sign is Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray, AE5WX, and I'm located in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'll be your net control for this session of the VOIP WeatherNet. I will now ask for a backup net control station to monitor traffic on the chat windows. Do I have a volunteer NCO station with Echolink and ARM that can act as a backup net control? Please call now.
Good evening, Daryl. This is Sven, Delta Oscar 2, Foxtrot Oscar X-Ray here from Germany, and I'll be your next backup net control this evening, and I'm watching the box and all the logins direct in the box. This is Delta Oscar 2, Foxtrot Oscar X-Ray. The name here is Sven, Sierra Victor Echo November, and I'm here located in Germany.
All right, Sven, thank you for being back up. My AIM is getting ornery here. I don't know what in the world is going on. Okay, is there a liaison to the National Hurricane Center in Miami, WX4NHC, or any VOIP Hurricane Net management team members on the system that would like to check in with any information, comments, or announcements for the net? Please give your call sign only.
VK3JED.
All right, Tony, VK3JED, the guest of honor. We're for our presentation tonight from 85WX. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, fine there, Daryl. Here, notice we've got about 20 or 30 odd people showing as viewers on the Google Doc side of things. I did discover later that there's an even better link, which I shared a couple of hours ago, that will allow you to watch it in real time and not even have to worry about turning the pages. Yeah, there's a few ways to watch it, and of course Rob did post the link on the VIPWX net website for people who want to actually download the PowerPoint file. So we have various methods to take part in the presentation tonight, so hopefully everyone's managed to get hold of it via one of the three methods, and you will we'll get underway as soon as you've done all the check-ins. And for the general check-ins too, suggest for general check-ins only take call signs to keep the net moving. AE5WXVK3JED.
All right, Tony, I was wondering about that, so you know that would be good. I mean, I've got weather news, but your presentation is more important, so we can do that. Any other net management team members on the frequency before we continue. If so, please call at E5WX.
KB1KQW.
Hey, Jim, KB1KQW from AE5WX. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Daryl. This is KB1KQW. Name here is Jim in Peabody, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. BOIT net scheduler. Quick announcement for people looking for anybody interested in helping out with some net control shifts. First Saturday of each month, February, March, April, May. So if anybody's interested, you can send me an email, the call sign KB1KQW at BOIPWX.net, and we'll make sure we get you added onto the list. As you can probably tell, I got a lot of noise going on in the background tonight. We're monitoring a fairly significant coastal storm affecting the New England region. We've seen winds in Nova Scotia gusting up to 94 miles per hour. We're curiously awaiting to see how much wind is going to be affecting the New England area tonight. So, lots to work on this evening. Hope everybody has a great night. Enjoy the net, and we'll turn it back to Net Control, KB1KQW.
All right, Jim. Al, we had almost 82 inches of rain here last year. 10 inches of that fell in the 3 days before Christmas, and in a location just south of Little Rock, got over 100 inches for the year. So it's been rather soggy here. Thanks for checking in for all your work, and I sent you an email, by the way, on scheduling. Let's move on. Are there any Skywarn coordinators or liaisons to National Weather Service offices or state EOC or other emergency response agency liaisons that would like to check in with information, comments, or announcements? Please give your call sign only.
Kilo Bravo 2, Zulu Lima Alpha, KB2ZLA.
Okay, we got Marshall, KB2ZLA from AE5WX. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is KB2ZLA, Assistant Skywarn Coordinator, Middlesex County, New Jersey, USA. My name is Marshall. I'm located in Oldbridge Township within the forecast area of the National Weather Service, Philadelphia, Mount Holly. A wind advisory remains in effect for many areas of New Jersey until tomorrow evening, during which time sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts of up to 50 miles an hour are possible. Middlesex County Skywarn was activated December 19th through the 20th for our season's first major snowstorm, which brought over a foot of snow to many areas of New Jersey. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and breezy with lows in the teens and wind chills in the single digits. Tomorrow night, there's a 20% chance of light snow with highs in the 20s and low around 20. On Monday and Tuesday, the winds will diminish with highs in the 30s and lows in the 20s. The next threat of light snow will be with us Wednesday and late Thursday. And if we could, I'd like to ask that we dedicate this net to the memory of my mom, Grace, who starting December 31st now, among other things, no longer has to worry about the weather. From Middlesex County Skywarn, KB2ZLA.
All right, Marshall, thanks for checking in, and our condolences to your family on that. Any other Skywarn coordinators or liaisons to National Weather Service offices or state EOC or other emergency response agencies that would like to check in with information, comments, or announcements? Please give your call sign only. This is AE5WX. Okay, hearing none, we will now pause 10 seconds to allow any control operators on the network to enter any controller command functions at this time. Then we'll proceed with the check-in portion of the net. This is AE5WX. Okay, this is Daryl, Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray from Little Rock, Arkansas, for the VOIP Skywarn Hurricane PrepNet. Because we have a training presentation this evening, we're going to have just stations check in with their call sign only. We're going to dispense with all the other comments so the net doesn't run too long. If you have any questions concerning the VOIP net, technical VOIP questions, weather-related or other questions, net control, we'll get them answered on the net if possible. If not, they'll be answered via the VOIPWXNet email list or at the next weekly net. Again, at this point tonight, we're just doing call signs only, no extra comments to save time. I will now take check-ins from any non-continental U.S. stations from the Pacific, Hawaii, and other U.S. territories and any international stations. Please give your call sign only. All right, I've already got Tony on the log. We'll get to him in just a few minutes for our presentation tonight. We'll now take U.S. stations with a 1, 2, or 3 in their call sign. 1, 2, or 3 in the call. Please call AE5WX, call sign only.
November Papa 3, Oscar Delta. I repeat, November Papa 3, Oscar Delta.
Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha Quebec, Quebec. Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha Quebec, Quebec.
November 2, Hotel Lima Bravo. Kilo Alpha 1, November Mike Alpha.
Whiskey 1, Echo Zulu Yankee.
Okay, let me acknowledge these. I'm going to have to get a recheck on a couple of the call signs. I have NP3OD Francisco, WA2AQQ Bob, N2HLB John. The next station, I think, was Kilo Bravo 1, Echo Mike Alpha. Please correct me if I'm wrong on that call, and I need your name, please.
The call is Kilo Alpha 1, November Mike Alpha. Name is Bob.
All right, Bob, thanks. I couldn't get the other window back open in time, having to switch back and forth here, but we have you in on the log. Whiskey 1 Echo Zulu Yankee, need your name for the log, please.
This is Whiskey 1 Echo Zulu Yankee, and the name here is Paul, Papa Alpha, Uniform Lima.
All right, Paul, got you on the log. Any other U.S. stations with a 1, 2, or 3 in their call sign? U.S. stations 1, 2, or 3 in the call, please call AE5WX.
November 1, Victor Kilo Bravo. November 1, Victor Kilo Bravo. Name is Paul.
Okay, I have November 1, Victor Kilo Bravo. Paul, got you in. We'll go ahead and move on now. U.S. stations with a 4, 5, or 6 in their call. 4, 5, or 6 in the call. Please call AE5.
Kilo India 6, Whiskey Delta Yankee.
Okay, I have Gerald KI6WDY, and Sven, just as a note, before we get to Tony's presentation, I'll come back to you for a list of text box check-ins that you have so far. I see we have a few of them. Any other U.S. stations with a 4, 5, or 6 in their call? Again, we're just doing call signs only tonight because of a presentation coming up. U.S. stations 4, 5, or 6 in the call, please call AE5WX.
Kilo Juliet 4, Quebec India Romeo.
Okay, I have Mike, KJ4QIR, and somebody, I think, tried to get in on the KA2JAI system, but nothing came across. Let me see if that other station wants to try again, and then we'll get this last group and the text box things, and we'll go ahead and get to the training presentation. Station was trying to get in on the KA2JAI-R, no. Try again, please. All right, hearing none, we'll pick up U.S. stations now with a 7, 8, 9, or 0 in their call. U.S. station 7, 8, 9, or 0, please call AE5WX.
This is November 8, Hotel Echo Echo, no traffic.
This is Whiskey Bravo 8, Radio Echo India, WB8REI, no traffic.
This is Whiskey Kilo 8, Hotel, WK8H.
Okay, on that group I have November 8, Hotel Echo Echo, Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Echo India, and Whiskey Kilo 8 Hotel. I'm going to see if there's any other stations that want to get on the log before we turn it over to Tony, VK3JED, for tonight's training presentation. Any other stations at this time before we go over to VK3JED? If so, please call AE5WX.
Kilo 9, Alpha Uniform Charlie.
Kilo Alpha 1, Romeo Sierra Yankee.
Okay, I have K9AUC and KA1RSY. Thanks both for checking in. Sven, I'll get the text box check-ins after the training presentation. This is AE5WX, Daryl from Little Rock, Arkansas, for the VOIP Skywarn Hurricane PrepNet. We will now proceed with the information and training portion of the net on changes in Echolink and IRLP technology, and at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Tony, VK3JED, for the presentation. So VK3JED from AE5WX. Over to you, Tony.
Okay, fine there, Sven. Sorry, I've forgotten him on the text, Daryl. And, I'll just wait a minute. I'm not sure if everyone's got the presentation, but if you haven't, you can quickly download it from the www.voipwx.net website, or a lot of you have already got the link on Google Docs. Either one will work. So I've also typed the website into the text box. Yep. And Daryl, for your information, I don't know if you saw in the text box, but Bob WA2AQQ has an announcement for you towards the end of the net. So, I'll good. You've got it. Okay, I'll just pause for 30 seconds, let any stragglers download the presentation, then we'll proceed. This is VK3JED for the VYP WeatherNet. Okay, I guess that's close to our 30 seconds. As Beryl said, the topic for tonight, if you look on the opening screen, is changes in Echolink and IRLP technology for the VoIP WeatherNet. And again, once again, the date is the UTC date and also the local date at this end, so I'm not a day ahead. It is January the 3rd over here. Moving on to slide 2, just a quick rundown on what we'll be covering. Just recap a bit of history which has been covered in previous presentations, so I won't go into any detail there. Look at some of the limitations of the existing technology which sort of spawned the effort to upgrade the systems. I'll move on to discuss the new Reflector 9550, which was central to the development of the new system. Look at the features of the new integrated conferences that we'll have access to once everything's been upgraded. And then the status of upgrades. And finally, have a look at what Reflector 9550 has. People can go and try out the different configurations for themselves. And at the end there will be time for questions. So with a short pause we'll move on to slide number 3. Okay, continuing with slide 3, on the history of IRLP and Echolink integration, we're just discussing basically linking the conference side together. And originally the first way it was done was with an analog gateway, which is just simply an Echolink node connected to an Echolink conference and an IRLP node on an IRLP reflector connected back to back using audio and PTT and COS interconnections. Fairly simple and straightforward to set up if you've got a couple of PCs, and this system was used during the 2004 hurricane season. The next step was linked conferences where the back-to-back analog systems are replaced by a digital link. This technique is still used today for the 9129 listen-only system, and will continue to be used in some form into the future for that system. And then finally, Integrated Conference Version 1, which is what we've been using for the VoIP WeatherNet since 2005. It was implemented in time for the start of the 2005 hurricane season, and it enables Echolink and IRLP stations to communicate together on the same physical system, and we've been using that right up till the present day, and we're still currently using the version 1 system for this net today. Short pause. Continuing on with slide number 4, the integrated conference, the first version, has served us pretty well, but over the years a number of limitations have become evident. And some of them had to be fixed urgently. Most importantly, in recent times, Dave Cameron, V7LTD, changed the design of the IRLP reflectors, and the internal security model is quite different to what the older reflectors have used. A very significant side effect of this is that if you set up the original integrated conference on a new reflector, it will actually be insecure and allow unauthenticated sessions. So this problem had to be dealt with fairly urgently. Another limitation is that only one integrated conference per reflector host, so out of the 10 channels on this reflector, only one could be configured to handle IRLP and Echolink in this fashion. any additional channels had to use a separate conference remotely linked, which is not quite as versatile. There's a number of reflector owners want multiple channels with echo link capability, and one even resorted to consulting me and then doing a bit of significant hacking to get that working. And finally, the management side, Echolink and IRLP management systems on the version 1 conference are separate, so on Echolink you have to use your sysopen admin commands such as mute, disconnect and ban to handle Echolink systems, and then if you want to block an IRLP node you have to go to the IRLP web-based interface, and different people have access to each one, and it gets a little bit unwieldy if problem happens at, you know, in the middle of a busy net. Break, and we'll move on to the next slide. This is VK3JD, continuing with the slide number 5. Just a quick look at IRLP Reflector 9550. This was established in Adelaide. I have access to hosting there, so I got permission from Dave Cameron to set up a new reflector. It serves two purposes. One was that up until late last year there was only one reflector inside Australia. So if anything happened to international connectivity, which occasionally there's been issues, if a ship drops anchor on a major submarine cable or routing difficulties, international performance can suffer. And also a much lower latency path, since once you get outside the country, distances very rapidly become enormous. So with the interest from WISE and the emergency service arm of our amateur service, I decided it was a good time that we should have a second system for redundancy inside the country. Secondly, it gave me somewhere to develop these new technologies without having to liaise with the other reflector owners and risk putting a system that's not under my full control out of action at a critical time. So version 2 of the integrated conference was actually developed on Reflector 9550 once it was established. The other major IRLP reflectors, 9550 sits on a major internet backbone and has significant bandwidth, more than enough for any likely demand on the system. Break more to follow. This is VK3JED for the VYT WeatherNet. On slide 6, we'll look at the new integrated conference version 2, and the next few slides will cover the major features of the new system. So on slide 6, we'll note that the integrated conference version 2 now integrates and supports fully the new IRLP security model. In fact, from what I can tell, the integrated conference is now even more secure than the native IRLP software, in that if there's a break in connectivity, it'll actively shut down the permission that was gained when the when nodes authenticate to the reflector. The new integrated conference supports the IRLP listen only reflector channel feature, and extends that functionality to allow exceptions to the listen only feature, and also allow listen-only or permanently muted nodes on a regular channel. So it's taken the listen-only idea and added more functionality. Now, any number of channels from 0, which means the reflector can run unmodified, to all 10 reflector channels, can be configured as integrated channels, each with their own independent configuration. There's a common set of scripts that run the code, and the actual configuration is local to each channel, so each channel can have quite different characteristics and all run on the same host. There is a limitation of one IP address per Echolink conference. So if you want multiple conferences on your reflector box, you have to have multiple IP addresses for each of the Echolink conferences. Break more to follow. Continuing with slide 6, each of the 10 channels can be configured to use the standard SF Reflect software that comes supplied with the reflector. It can use the bridge, which has traditionally been used for integrated conferences, or it can use the link box, Skip's new software. The link box also allows transcoding and other possibilities. And the conference killer, the script that prevents unauthorized conferences connecting to this reflector, that was an add-on up until now with the version 2 integrated conference. The functionality has been brought into the core script and just needs to be enabled, which can be done on a per channel basis, so you can have one or two or three channels that have a conference killer each with their own configuration, and the rest can allow Echolink conferences and stations in conference to connect. Again, it's all flexible and independent configurations. Break more to follow. Just make a point, I'm not able to see the Echolink screen, so if anyone's got questions, you'll have to save them up for the question time at the end of the net. Continuing on slide 7, with more features, we now have integrated management commands, which mean that both IRLP and Echolink nodes, so all nodes are connected, can be managed from a sysopperadmin connected using Echolink. The new commands are briefly .i mute, which persistently mutes both Echolink and IRLP stations. The traditional .mute minus P has a problem that it can't persistently mute IRLP stations. IMUTE can, and the muting is persistent even if the software or the entire system is restarted, as the muting information is stored on the file system. And of course, .iUnmute does a reverse, unmutes a mute. And the .iUnmute command also allows stations to transmit into a listen-only channel, which again is a feature that's in addition to the normal reflector specification. Then we have .iKick, basically kicks or disconnects a station. If a station, and that works for both IRLP and Echolink nodes, the station will be able to reconnect after they've been kicked. This sort of command is normally used if you're about to start a net and find there's a station sitting there, and you don't want to cause unnecessary interference when it's obviously not a related station. But if they are actually there, they can turn around and immediately reconnect. And finally, .iBAN, which bans and unbans stations. It again determines whether it's an IRLP or Echolink station and uses the appropriate blocking mechanism. It's intelligent, it knows how to deal with both Echolink stations and IRLP nodes. Break more to follow. Continuing on with slide 8, the last of the features for the integrated conference version 2. The new system, if a channel is configured to use the link box, you can actually have a conference that transcodes between the three codecs supported by IRLP, which is GSM, ADPCM and MULAW. Interestingly, the transcoding conferences are also full duplex, but at the moment there's no way to automatically enable this functionality in either IRLP or Echolink. But it is possible if you set up a custom connect script to connect your IRLP node in full duplex to a transcoding conference. So with a custom script it can be done. And it's inherent to the way the conference works. One place where this can be used is if you've got a spare 80 PCM or Mueller reflected channel, particularly Mueller ones, and you want to add echo link functionality, you can use a transcoding conference to do it. The transcoding conference will also enable 80 PCM and Mueller stations to talk to each other as well. So in certain circumstances they can be very useful. I'm also interested in looking at the possibility of using a transcoding conference with a customised HF link to take full advantage of the full duplex capability of the system. There might be some utility in HF linking with this sort of system. Great, more to follow. On slide number 9, we'll look at the status of the various upgrades. Now there may be other upgrades either planned or having been done in addition to these, as Dave Cameron also has all the information to implement an upgrade on all the software. So he may have done some that I'm not yet aware of, but the ones that I know of, currently operational, Reflector 9550, which is where the system was developed. And Reflector 9500, it was originally planned to be upgraded sort of early December, but its upgrade happened in, I think it was either late October, early November. 9501 channel had been using a transcoder to a linked echo link conference, and the host that the transcoder was on had fallen over, so I liaised with the owner of the reflector, and we decided that the easy thing was to implement the new system, and that channel became a transcoding channel. We also enabled the addition of another channel to service a local group as well, so the upgrade was pushed ahead. Proposed upgrades are Reflector 9210, which is this one, for the VoIP weather net, and Reflector 9120, the New England reflector. They were scheduled to be done in December, but that's been pushed back to early 2010 due to weather and Christmas conspiring. Reflector 9610, I have been talking with the owner of that reflector. They do want to upgrade, but haven't set a date yet. And I have a strong suspicion that Reflector 9250 will also want to upgrade, since they heavily support Echolink, but I haven't spoken to Kent yet, so no dates for that one. That one's not confirmed. Break more to follow. Finally, for those of you who want to try out the various configurations of the new system, Reflector 9550 has pretty much every possibility. This is on slide 10. On 9550, we have channel 9550 is an 80 PCM channel, but it has no echo link support, but instead of using SF Reflect, it's using the link box, and that's got a permanent two-way link to reflect the 9500, so it's another way of implementing redundancy. 9551, 9552, 9553, 9554, 9556, and 9557, a standard IRLP reflector channel using SF Reflect, which is what the majority still use today. Channel 9555 is a transcoding conference configured as Mueller on the IRLP side, and you can access that via Echolink on VK3IRL-R. 9558 and 9559 are standard version 2 integrated channels using a configuration very similar to what is planned for 9219. 9559, which is Aussie on Echolink, is quite a busy system. It's actually quite a multitude of conferences and other stuff, so you'll easily get a QSO on that if you want to try it out. And there's a link at the bottom of the slide for more information. This is VK3JD with a pause for the VYP WeatherNet. And finally, on slide 11, if you want to read a blow-by-blow description of the development process, you can have a look at VK3JD.blogspot.com, which a lot of the recent entries since September are various status and progress reports on the development of the integrated conference version 2. That's the point. That's the end of the presentation. We'll see if we've got any questions, and I'll switch back to EchoLink so I can see any text-based questions as well. This is VK3JD for the VYP WeatherNet. If anyone has any questions about the presentation today. Well, I'm not sure if everyone's satisfied or baffled, so I'll try one more listen for any presentations. And as I said in there, that we are hoping to have this system upgraded very soon. It will definitely be done before the end of the off season. I'm hoping before the February net. This is VK3JD. Looking for any questions before handing back to net control.
Yeah, VK3JED, WB8RAI. Question, Tony. It's probably one that you're probably not looking forward to, and maybe you are. What's the word on any integration or conferencing with any of the D-Star systems into the IRLP or Echolink systems? Just curious. I know that's been bounced around a little bit. Back to you.
Yeah, D-Star, it's something I'd like to work on. There's been a couple of people experimenting, but at the moment there is a lack of interest in working on it. There's been only one developer that's really seriously done anything, but the access to the software has been a bit another issue as well. I have limited capability to experiment with integration of D-Star because of quirks in the local regulations. There's also some issues with the reflectors. There's only one reflector where such experimentation can be done. There's a lot of limitations on that sort of experimentation. Still interested in doing it, but I think D-Star is a fair while off. There's a lot of political, administrative, and a couple of technical issues to be sorted out over.
Understand, very good, and thank you for that bit of information. Just a quick comment I wanted to mention also tonight, and just a wonderful presentation. I know you all put a lot of hard work into it. I wanted to mention, I've heard presentations by you before in the past, and you've always had what I would consider a pretty strong Australian accent, which at times would make it difficult for me to sometimes understand what you were saying. But tonight, I don't know if you've been working on it, or maybe I'm just hearing a little clear, but very, very great enunciation of the whole program tonight, and it sounded great. You did a great job, and thanks so much for putting all the hard work into it. I appreciate it. I'm sure a lot of other people do, too. Keep up the good work. WB8REI, back to you, Tony.
Yeah, thanks for the comments there, Jeff, and I suspect it's just as simple as you're getting used to it. I have the unfair advantage. I have more of you to practice on. But I guess you're getting used to it. Thanks for the comments. See if anyone else has got any questions. This is VK3JD. Yeah, nothing further heard. I'll pass it back to net control. AE5WX, VK3JD.
All right, Tony. Good presentation. As I typed in the text box, I saw a preliminary outlook. They're saying the 2010 Atlantic hurricane season will be more active than what the 2009 season was, but a little earlier to tell. But all those technology advances and stuff like that, that really will be a help to us if that does come to pass. And thanks again for all your work. VK3JED from AE5WX, Mrs. Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray, Daryl from Little Rock, Arkansas, Net Control for the VOIP Skywarn Hurricane PrepNet. Do we have any other questions, comments, or late check-ins, either text box, Echolink, or IRLP, from anywhere before we head into the last part of the net. Any other stations for the net or any other questions or comments? If so, please call 85WX with your call sign.
November 1, Yankee, Lima, Quebec.
And 1YLQ from 85WX. I think that's Sparky. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It is Sparky. Currently up in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Just want to jump in. I've been monitoring the net on my drive to a destination here. I have a gathering of friends. I just wanted to let Tony know, presentation, the part that I caught, which was most of it, sounds really good. I look forward to taking a look at those slides and seeing if I can make heads or tails of it. And just want to make sure I got on the check-in list, trying to get into as many of these as I can this year. It's one of my New Year's resolutions. Send back over to you, Daryl. This is N1YL.
All right, Sparky, good to finally talk with you. Heard a lot about you. Any other stations, you know, for the net, before Bob, WA2AQQ, has an announcement, and I'll get to him in just a minute, but any other late check-ins, either TextBox, Echolink, or IRLP? If so, please call 85WX with your call sign.
Whiskey 1, Echo Alpha Victor.
Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Alpha Alpha.
Okay, got on the log, Whiskey 1, Echo Alpha Victor, and Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Alpha Alpha. Okay, and there I see another text box check-in, too, that I'll note here. Those stations that just checked in, did you have comments or questions, or are you just on the log for the count? Over.
Yeah, net control, this is W1EAV. Name's Chris, located in Marion, Massachusetts, coming through the W1SMA repeater located in Fayetteville, Massachusetts, IRLP node 4617. Just check in. I have no traffic at this time. Just want to wish everyone a happy new year. And thanks for letting me check in. Back to net control. And I'll say hello to Tony down there in Australia. Hope all is well down there. It's been a while since we chatted. Back to net control. Thanks for letting me check in from W1EAV.
All right. I believe it was Chris, got you on the log, and I got John earlier in the text box, KB2BAA, and just added N3VBJ onto the text box thing. John, did you have any traffic over KB2BAA?
This is KB2BAA, no traffic tonight, over.
Okay, got you noted. Thanks for checking in with us. Let me turn it over to Bob, WA2AQQ. He had an announcement to make, so WA2AQQ from 85WX, go ahead with your traffic.
AE5WX and the VOIP WeatherNet, WA2AQQ. Sorry about that, Daryl. I had a problem. My computer shut down and we started up. Next Sunday, from about 8 o'clock till about 3 o'clock, the New York City Long Island section is going to be having something called Ham Radio University. There are quite a number of interesting lectures at that time. They are trying to get a basic Skywarn course to be on. K1RFD will talk about digital modes, or they're going to have a VE session. The Ham Radio University will be at Briarcliff College, 1095 Stewart Avenue in Bethpage. There will be talking on the 146.850 repeater with a 136.5 PL. They do have a web page with further information and with a listing of everything that's supposed to be given at the course. We're also going to have a keynote speaker from the league. So I hope anyone that's in a reasonable location to that location, which is about 25, 28 miles east of New York City, would come up and would attend. It's a very good, it's not a ham fest. They have nothing for sale, but they do have a lot of good technical and other information, and it's only a $3 donation. They do have food for lunch and for breaks available. Again, it's hamradiouniversity.org, where you can find it on the web. with the information. Anyway, let me go back to you, Daryl. WA2AQQ, back to AE5WX.
Hi, Bobby. I've heard them mention that on Amateur Radio Newsline and other thing as well, and hopefully they can get a Skywarn thing on that. And even though looking at the calendar for us here in the U.S., I noticed some states are already doing Severe Weather Awareness Week, and in Arkansas, our tornado season will be here in just under 2 months now, so time to get set for that. Thanks for the information on that. WA2AQQ from AE5WX, and this is AE5WX. Daryl from Little Rock, Arkansas, your net control for tonight's edition of the VOIP Skywarn Hurricane PrepNet. Any other questions, comments, or late check-ins before we finish off the net this evening? If so, please call AE5WX. Okay, hearing none, I would like to remind everyone that this net meets monthly on the first Sunday of each month between December through May at 0000 UTC and meets weekly during the Atlantic hurricane season months of June through November to coordinate national Skywarn and hurricane preparation traffic via the IRLP and Echolink. In the event of needed emergency weather response, internet linked repeaters and stations can be a tool to assist local and national agencies with current spotter reports as coordinated here on Reflector 9219 and the Weather Talk Conference. In the event that the Weather Talk Echolink Conference or IRLP 9219 Reflector becomes disabled, the backup setup that will be utilized is IRLP Reflector 9508, which is cross-linked with the VKEMCOMM Victor Kilo Echo Mike Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Echolink Conference Server, node number 270177. I would like to thank everyone who has participated in the net, as well as each of the owners of the local IRLP and Echolink repeater networks for the use of the system. Special thanks to Kevin, KD5WX, for the use of the Weather Talk Conference, Danny, KD4RAA, Tony, VK3JED, especially thanks to Tony for his presentation tonight, and the Raleigh Reflector IRLP group for the merge of the two systems for this combined net. Break, more to follow. For more information on the VOIP net, please check out the website at http://www.victoroscarindiapapawhiskeyxray.net. Again, http://www.voipwx.net. The website features net activation status, an email list, and other information concerning the VOIP net. If you'd like to participate as a net control operator, we welcome your involvement. Our net control schedule manager for the weekly net and net activations is Jim, KB1KQW. He can be contacted via the website. Again, we're meeting on the first Sunday of the month, 0000 UTC only, so our next net will be Sunday, February the 7th at 0000 UTC. Remember, Skywarn needs you, the spotter, in order for this system to work. Thank you for your willingness to serve. This is Daryl, AE5WX, and I'll now conclude the VOIP Skywarn Hurricane Information and Hurricane PrepNet from Little Rock, Arkansas. Would like to wish everyone good weather. We now turn the 9219 Raleigh Reflector and the Weather Talk Conference back to normal operation. The net is hereby secured. This is AE5WX saying 7-3 and signing clear.